Hey there, welcome to the Click-Through Clickcast with Lee and Timur, your number one source for SEO news, tips and solutions to help you achieve more online. This week we're going to be talking about how important on-page SEO is to your business. Now, a lot of people in the SEO industry tend to complicate things or go straight in with like the brand building and the big campaigns and talk about backlinks and stuff without really thinking about where it all starts and where your SEO campaign should begin. You know, and this all starts with your on-page SEO and how Google can sort of read the page and understand it and look at the keywords and understand the keywords so that it can rank you for what you want. So the next couple or so minutes we'll go into some detail around that and how Google looks at the site like that, basically. So there's a few things to start with. One thing you have to remember is how a user views a website and how Google views a website. So these two things are totally different. You know, a user comes into the site, she or he can easily digest straight away what it is that's in front of them. You know, they can see images, they can see a structure, they can see navigation, they can read stuff. You know, they've got a bit more of a full view of what's in front of them on the site. Now, if Google comes to the site, it just basically sees a lot of code. You know, it'll see your HTML, see your head, your meta titles, your copy, all the sort of JavaScript, all them sort of bits in between. And without the relevant information in there, such as tags, you know, meta tags, Google can't really understand what it is that you're trying to say. So a lot of the time, on-page SEO comes back to, are those things that Google's looking for tagged correctly? And are they optimized correctly with the correct keywords and relevancy in mind? A good way of looking at that is with like images. You know, a user can see an image, but Google can't. So when Google comes to the site, it just sees text, or it'll just see a URL that relates to the image. So a good thing to think in this case would be, well, that image, why don't we tag it correctly by putting image alt text on it and describing what it is? We could go one step further and actually say, in terms of like the image title, just actually name it what it is. And just doing them two things will help Google understand, just by looking at the code, looking at the tags, it'll understand what that image is. What exactly is on-page SEO? Now, on-page, I mean, there's so many different factors that are involved here. We could talk about things like the URL, generally URLs, nowadays anyway, with the advent of some good popular CMSs like Shopify, tend to have very SEO friendly URLs, so it's not so much of an issue anymore. But the URL does have its part to play. You know, things like the meta title, so the meta title is what you'd see in the top in the browser bar. It's also what you'd see in the search results on Google. So when someone types in men's trousers in Auckland and your search result pops up, it will show, basically the meta title will be the first thing they see. On top of that, you've got the meta description, which is the other thing that they'll see when they get a search result. So this sits just neatly under the meta title. Now, the meta description you can't actually see on the site at all, so it's purely just in the search results. But you've got the header, so these come into various different formats. You've got header, which is classed as a H1 in the code. You can also have H2, H3, H4, H5, and basically this will format the text slightly differently. But in terms of a header structure for Google, it needs to see a logical structure that starts with H1. Another thing for on-page SEO, obviously, is the big one, is the copy. You've got your internal links as well. So links that are taking the user from one page to another. This can be in things like your footer, in the copy, in the navigation. And as we've mentioned, yeah, the image text as well. So they're all the sort of elements. And if you can sort of hit all them elements and optimize them well, then you're well on your way to having some good rankings and having just a well optimized site, you know, that Google understands fully, which is where you want to be ultimately. A lot of this, before you even start your SEO, your on-page SEO, sorry, you sort of want to think about a keyword strategy, which we will go into on another podcast. But ultimately, a keyword strategy will boil down to, are we targeting the correct keywords for this page? Are the keywords that we're selecting for Google to look at, do they have good search volume? Are they relevant? Are they highly competitive? Are they broad? Are they long tail? There's so many different aspects. But ultimately, before you start any on-page work, you want to have a good keyword strategy in place, and you want to have keywords mapped to relevant pages so that you know exactly where your keywords are going to go on each page. And this will basically ensure that you've got the best keywords for the page that you're optimizing. Now, I'm just going to go into a little bit more detail about the various different elements of the on-page SEO that I touched on earlier. And we're going to start with the title tag. So, as I mentioned, title tag, you can see that in the browser, you can see that in Google search results. But ultimately, what does that mean? How does that need to look? And basically, the Google guideline is ideally to keep them below 70 characters. Just to keep them relatively short, you know, title tags should also be unique per page, which is definitely a big one. What you don't want is duplication, because if anything, it's just going to confuse the crawler when it comes to the site. And generally, a good format as well for a title tag is to have primary keyword, a secondary keyword separated by a dash, and then a pipe, brand name or your company name at the end. So each page on the site needs to sort of go by this format, and the keywords would then be in your title tag. The next thing is the meta description. So like I said before, the meta description isn't viewable on the website. It's not customer facing on the site at all. You only see it when you get a search result presented to you. Now, again, these need to be unique per page. Try and stay within one to two sentences. You know, I think it's about 150 characters and you're good to go. They don't necessarily help towards rankings, definitely not directly anyway. What you want to make sure is that the meta description is, it's describing the page in as much detail as you can within that 150 characters. And also, you can put keywords in there, but ultimately you don't want it to look like you've just stuffed keywords, or you don't want it to look disjointed. And if you think of the meta title as a headline, then the meta description is going to be like the first paragraph of your page. Drag people in a little bit, give them something to grab onto. The other main tag on the page is the header, or H1. Now, again, if you think of Google's coming to the site, the three most important things that they're going to look at is the title tag, the heading tag, and the copy. So the header needs to, in a roundabout way, say the same thing as the meta title, because Google needs to look at that and say, right, the title tag's saying this, the header's saying this, awesome, this is what this page is about. I'm not talking duplicate what the title tag's saying, but extrapolate on it. Ensure it's natural. You know, if it looks disjointed, then I highly recommend you don't go with. Ultimately, you want to write for the user. You don't want to write for Google. You want to have that as an extra effect. You can have as many as you want, really. You know, H2, H3, H4, H5, etc. They will just change how the copy or the title looks on the page. But as long as the H1 is at the top, you are all good. And it's got a logical hierarchy then. Image alt text and file names, you know, we went into this at the beginning. In terms of alt text, you know, you just want to explain what it is, what the image is, as descriptive as possible. And that is all that Google asks, really. And if you do that, then Google will fully understand that image. In terms of an image name, you know, a lot of the time you'll see image names and they might have the file format of the camera, say, that they were taken on. A lot of these can look like just a jumble of numbers or letters. .jpg, which ultimately doesn't mean anything to Google when it sees this in the code. We'd suggest naming those images, again, naming them what they are, you know. So if it's a picture of a mountain, then why not call it mountain or snowy mountain? It's a lot more descriptive and it will definitely help. The other thing we tend to get overlooked, I think, is internal links. We've done quite a bit of research and experimentation in-house, and we found that those pages that have a lot of internal links pointing to them tend to do a lot better than the ones that don't. And I think this is because when Google comes to the site, you know, it can just sort of look at a page and it look at the contextual links pointing to it, and it just again makes Google understand the most important pages on the site. So internal links, you know, is another good thing to have on there, and we'd recommend maybe 5 or 6 per page, and that's within the main body of the page. You know, you'll naturally have internal links in your footer and in your navigation. And internal links can be especially useful on blog pages because, you know, if you're talking about something and you can add in a product, for instance, and that will that helps direct people around the site or direct people to a particular product that you think they'd be interested in or that you want to sell. Now, there's a few good tools out there that you can use, and one of them is Screaming Frog. Most SEOs will use Screaming Frog anyway, but in case you don't, Screaming Frog just allows you to crawl your entire site and download like an Excel file with all your URLs and all your on-page tags, so you can easily look at them. You can easily look at what's missing. You can easily look at the duplicates. So it's a really clever little tool just to sort of have a good overview and ensure that you can go through the site logically and optimize it without sort of redoing work or whatever, you know. So definitely recommend Screaming Frog. And that is all for today. If you've got any questions or comments, just let us know. You know, go to the website, clickthrough.co.nz, and contact us there.